Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 47. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Luke, the 24th chapter. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." They were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Touch me and see, for spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words I spoke to you while I was still with you. Everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Well, this morning we continue on with St. Luke's Gospel and pick up with the Emmaus disciples. They've made it back to Jerusalem, and they're telling the 11 disciples and those gathered with them about the journey of a lifetime that they just had with Jesus. And we see this topic of unbelief that Pastor Grimnell talked about yesterday continue on in our reading for today. Luke provides us with two different types of disbelief that the disciples experience in this account. A disbelief because of fear, and a disbelief because of joy. And when you look at St. Luke's account, one of the most shocking parts of the resurrection, in addition to Jesus being raised from death, is God's patience and his mercy for humanity throughout all of our sin. When we think about the disbelief because of fear that these disciples experience, when we sit here this morning, can we really blame the disciples for being so scared? Consider the things that they did, or maybe more importantly, the things that they didn't do. They fell asleep when they were supposed to be on watch in the garden. They abandoned Jesus in this time of need. They denied him. And now, for the apostles, the disciples, confusion, fright, and disbelief seem to rule the day. We know that the several women came to them and told them the words that the angel had spoken at the tomb. But as St. Luke writes earlier, the disciples brush it off, don't really believe them, and believe instead that what they were saying was an idle tale. But now things get even stranger. Two other disciples come to them and tell them they walked and even dined with Jesus, and that he was very much alive. And for the disciples, this just takes the cake. No doubt, debates began to ensue in their conversation. Are you really sure it was Jesus who you saw? How could this possibly be true? If it is true, what does this mean for us? So in the midst of all this discussion about these things that have taken place, Jesus appears to them, locks and bolted doors, having no bearing on this resurrected Jesus. And the first words that our Lord speaks to his disciples, yes, the ones who had abandoned him, who had fled from him in the most dire of times, the words that he speaks are not words of condemnation and death, but words of forgiveness and life. Peace to you. peace, forgiveness, really, after everything they had done, everything they had left undone. How could this possibly be true? What kind of God would forgive them for the wretchedness of sin that they had been involved with? Luke writes that they were startled, frightened. They thought they were seeing a spirit. Could this really be Jesus? You see, Jesus himself calling them out on this, knowing their hearts and seeing all those doubts beginning to appear. Yet even to all the fear, the anxiety, the doubts, and those sin-ridden hearts, Jesus still speaks peace. And this peace that Jesus speaks, this peace that Jesus brings, it's a peace truly not of this world. So the peace that is brought about only by Christ's vicarious death and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins. And this is exactly what Jesus does. He comes to this world incarnate to forgive sinners like you and like me. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, just as Christ showed patience and mercy to his own wavering disciples, Christ shows patience and mercy to you. He comes to speak his life-giving words of peace to you. Every evil deed that you have ever done, every work that you have left undone, every false idol that you have worshipped, every time that you have denied our Lord before your fellow man, every time you have used our Lord's name in vain, every commandment that you and I have ever broken, every single one of these sins have been atoned for by Christ's holy and precious blood shed for you on the cross. And so this very morning, Christ comes to you, not in wrath, but in love. He died so that you will live. He is forsaken by the Father so that you will be reconciled and be given this true peace. Our resurrected Lord shows the disciples his hands and his feet, nail marks still present. He invites them to touch his flesh. He is very much alive. No longer do the disciples disbelieve because of fear. Now they disbelieve because of their great joy. Christ being raised from death, Christ not even holding a grudge against us, this must be too good to be true. Christ dines with them and gives them that same teaching that he had just given to the Emmaus disciples. And the apostles, no doubt, clinging unto every word, as Jesus explains how the entirety of the scriptures point to him being crucified and risen from death for forgiveness of all of mankind's sins. So there, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have it. St. Luke showing us that the disciples move from disbelief of fear, disbelief of joy, when it comes to Christ and his resurrection. And so today Christ comes to you in his love. He invites you every single week to do more than just touch his body, but to eat his body in the bread, drink his blood, in and with the wine, for the forgiveness of your sins. Be assured this morning that the account of the passion of our Lord is for you. It is not some idle tale. It is not too good to be true. Christ, our crucified Lord, lives. He lives for you. Our Lord has patience and mercy with sinners like you and me. And as we sang moments earlier at Luther's hymn, in Christ, the night of sin is ended. And so just like the disciples, you too have peace with God. What a joyfully shocking truth given to us today through Christ and his word, this is indeed. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about short-term and long-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.